Lake Effect Weekend continues now. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Earlier this week, we learned about the Roddus Collection, one of four exhibitions at the Museum of Wisconsin Art dedicated to Wisconsin fashion. Three of those four shows focus on adult fashion, but the fourth exhibition looks at the legacy of an influential Milwaukee designer of high-end children's clothing, Florence Eisman.
Eisman started her iconic company in 1945. By 1955, she'd won a prestigious Neiman Marcus Fashion Award for her designs that are credited for creating the look of the modern child. The company is still very much in business.
In this edition of Radio Chipstone, Sarah Carter, curator and director of research for the Chipstone Foundation, tells contributor Jennifer Fields about creating the retrospective exhibit, Florence Eisman, Designing Childhood for the American Century.
Most of the exhibition projects that we work on, you start in a library, or you start in an archive. In this case, we started in the factory. So we were quite fortunate that Florence Eisman LLC actually has kept hundreds of garments throughout most of their company history. So we were able to go through those garments and begin to make sense of them. They're not sorted at this point as a traditional archive would, because the company is so interested in history that those garments continue to be used as design inspiration today. They've also saved a number of really amazing scrapbooks from the company's history that helped us. Then we also took a trip to Mount Mary, which has a really excellent fashion collection. And we were able to look at a number of early pieces, early Florence Eisman pieces in their collection that have been donated to Mount Mary. So with those two collections as our starting point, we began to piece together a chronology, and we began to look for key themes that we could pull out of those garments that could help us tell some interesting stories. And that's how we began to think about this post-war periodization as being important. And we began to think about a number of different themes that could help us really begin to tell the story of Florence Eisman. Because even though we've written a whole catalog on this topic, the story is still just beginning to unfold. And there are more stories that any one of these garments could tell us.
So then you look at this as a living exhibit. This is something that you will continue to, in some shape or form, add to, work on, continue to build up and flesh out those narratives.
One of the things that's been so exciting with this project is that it very much is a living exhibit. People come into the gallery, they might hear me give a lecture, and they immediately want to tell me their stories. And they want to share their objects, and they want to share their family photographs that have every one of their kids and grandkids wearing a Florence Eisman dress. I've had people telling me stories like, you know, in the 1950s, I wanted to dress my daughter in beautiful Florence Eisman clothes because I was a working mom, and that let everyone know she was well taken care of. I've had other people say they love the factory sales so much that they would bring a little piece of string with them so that they could see exactly how big their child was in comparison to the garments there for sale, to make sure they could get a garment that their child could wear this year so they wouldn't have to wait two more years for him to wear the cute little shortalls. These objects really resonate with people because they connect to their lives, to their families' lives, and they also connect to Milwaukee. I mean, this is a Milwaukee company.
This really does pull you in a sense that not only does it pull you in through the eyes, your eyes as an adult, but it then takes you back to that childhood period. And if you're lucky enough to have had one, it would have been most likely tied to a special event. Your Easter dress, your Christmas dress, your family photo dress.
I have that same experience here. I mean, there are dresses I look at and I think of my next door neighbor who used to wear dresses like that, and we would go to teddy bear teas every year around Christmas. I mean, it's a very emotional, visceral connection to these objects that even though I can study them as a scholar, as a historian, I also have to connect them as a person who have memories of my own childhood. I connect them as a mother, thinking about how difficult it was to try to get my son into a Florence Eisman garment. These kinds of garments invite that personal connection, which is something that, as a curator who often works on other materials, I'm always trying to develop and to create, to have someone connect to what we're displaying. But when you're dealing with children's clothing, and especially fantastic children's clothing, like the work that Florence Eisman has been creating for 70 years now, it just happens. Those connections are just made. And as curators and designers, we've been able to facilitate those connections in some interesting ways, hopefully.
What I liked about it, Sarah, is that I know you gave a lecture downstairs before we did this interview, and there were a number of women there. But when they came up here, while they may have been sitting in separate seats across the room from each other, we had to wait to do interviews because it was so loud in here. The cacophony, the stories, the connections that were made. I don't know that I've ever seen that sort of interaction in one exhibit ever before.
There was a real palpable excitement. And I think part of that comes from this realization that the things that these women experienced is the stuff of history, and it's culturally important, and they are participants in these historical patterns, and they have stories that we want to hear and that are valuable.
And particularly in a time where motherhood, when you're taking women who were out of the workforce or who were in the workforce during World War II, bring them out of that workforce, there were women that continued to work, and they faced judgments about working. Right. And this may have been a time period where you not only had the everyday stress of being a mom and being part of a family, but now you're facing these external judgments about how well you do your job.
And what's so powerful for me in terms of talking to many women about these garments is they give them a way to talk about some of those pressures. And whether that pressure is getting the perfect garment for your child, or for some women, they even talked about making Florence Eisenman clothes themselves, buying the fabrics and creating garments so that their children could have these garments as well. But thinking about how these garments might suggest both the pleasures and the pressures of motherhood, and how those things so often go together. And also thinking about parents' roles in trying to create what some scholars have talked about as a sense of wondrous innocence for your children or childhood, creating a feeling of wonder. And that wonder could be having all of your children wearing matching clothes and having this very special moment on a family vacation or at the holidays where you're creating a beautiful image that you will treasure for years. Or that wonder could be having your child wear a dress that might have a whole range of funny aprons or pinafores that they could wear, like some of the really wonderful doll-shaped pinafores in the exhibition. But creating that sense of wonder is in some ways both a pleasure and a pressure of motherhood. And these clothes can help you begin to think about that complexity.
Talk to me about the design and the look of this exhibition.
We were quite fortunate to be able to work with Brent Budsberg, who's an amazing exhibition designer. And we took various historical cues to help us design different parts of the exhibition here at MOA. And what we're looking at here in this section is a room that is inspired by a presentation drawing made by Chicago architect and designer Henry P. Glass. And he created this for a Chicago fabric company, and it's a presentation design for a company selling tiny little children's clothes on forms in these wonderful, strange, amoeba-shaped shadow boxes and with this great mid-century-inspired furniture and with this really interesting ceiling installation. And so what we were thinking about in selecting this as a design source is that we wanted visitors to feel like they were actually there in the 40s when Florence Eisenman and Florence Eisenman started selling these garments at Marshall Fields in Chicago. And there are several other moments like that throughout the exhibition where we're not just putting the clothes on display with labels, but we're trying to create an experience that invokes memories, that connects to the garments, that allows visitors to see them not just as works of art on the wall, but as garments that existed in a specific historical context. I think the women in this space felt welcomed in, and they felt that they could look closely and that they had something valuable to say about the garments on display, which of course they do. And these kinds of design interventions invite that sort of conversation because we're really thinking about their experience. We're thinking about what it feels like to be in this space, and we are trying to make it feel comfortable, interesting. We're trying to transport them to another world, which is part of what museums do. They take you out of your daily life and they bring you somewhere else. And in this case, we are trying to invite visitors into an historical moment when they can look at these garments, think about these garments, connect, remember, and then think about how the things that they might have worn, that their children might have worn, or their grandchildren might have worn, or their aunt or niece or nephew might have worn, can connect them to some pretty big themes in American cultural history and American art history.
Material culture contributor Jennifer Fields curates the Radio Chipstone series. The project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts.